Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
At your fingertips are the center of your mind. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day radio program, heard not necessarily just on the radio. If you've got your TuneIn app and you're listening as you put your makeup on, you found a radio station that carries the program, and that's how that works. That's cool. Whatever it takes to get you through the day. Whatever gets you through the day. You know that song, Richie, right? Da, 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 da. No, maybe not. Okay.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Nah, that's not. Come on, it's daytime. We don't know what we're talking about nighttime. The continuing controversy about what the Federal Communication Commission can and can't do, will and won't do, is or isn't doing. You'll recall, perhaps, those of you who are listeners of fashion. Last week on a couple of occasions, we were discussing the fine levied against a television station in...
somewhere in Virginia, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Virginia. Yep. So the FCC decided in its wisdom to fine this television station the max. So when I saw this, I wasn't thinking... I think the first time I told the story, we sort of chuckled about why... They had the fine. I figured that the offending story about this ex-porn star joining a local rescue squad was another attempt by the station to pump up its ratings with just a little bit of gratuitous sex on the side. But after looking at the video and looking at the station's response to the FCC inquiry, the story... which began with an incident in July of 2012, the position the station is taking, I think, is legitimate. And what happened, it appears, in the community was that there were people in this, you know, Virginia has a sort of right of center bent to it. Would you say that was fair, Richie?
Up in Arlington and Alexandria, just surrounding D.C., it's blue, but the rest of the state is red.
Yeah. Okay. So some of the people in town were not happy to have an ex-porn star on the rescue squad and were trying to get her bounced from the squad. So now comes the story, the bona fide newscast story of this woman being there, and they'd taken the video of her from a website that was questionable. The lower right-hand side, I believe, of the screen had an icon, and if you clicked on the icon, it showed a man doing things that are not exactly family-friendly, shall we say. So the television station screwed up. Yep, that's true. But it didn't do it purposely or with intent. It was not something that was an intern, didn't know anybody. I mean, we see this all the time, radio and television. There are a lot of these interns, some of them not even paid. So... The clip is very sexually suggestive, no question about it. And so there's no reason to describe what went on, but the outrage and the fine is beyond what's reasonable, beyond what it isn't. It wasn't. These things should be applied if it's intentional. And even then, one wonders, where is our real value set? I wouldn't want my children to be watching this stuff. I mean, this age doesn't make any difference, but I'm talking about when they were 10 years old. But to have them go after this station to the max is another example of arbitrary, capricious handling of a situation that is just too much government. It's way too heavy. And I had a conversation with somebody yesterday. I'm trying to remember where it was, but it was, oh, I know where it was. I was in a doctor's office yesterday afternoon. A lady who runs a clinic, is an Iranian, came to this country to go to nursing school. She went through nursing school, She was enthralled with a particular problem that people have in this country medically. She set about in her mind to find a solution to it. She did. She started a company with an investor and has made a business out of this particular treatment and done a great job. And she's now being forced into all kinds of declaratory circumstances that will basically eventually put her out of business because of Obamacare, because of the requirement for records and things that are really none of the government's business, but part of the push to get everything that's known about anybody onto a disc someplace. And so she figures that another 3 or 4 years she'll be out of business. And here's somebody who came to this country with a dream, contribute something to the country that's important, and is getting screwed by the country.
My oncologist was going through the same thing where, yeah. I don't know if it's pushing him out of business, but it's making it very hard because every single, when they give me a Tylenol, that gets categorized as one thing. Yeah. When they gave me one of the four drugs that they gave me for the chemotherapy, they each get categorized as another thing. And they had to, you know, upload to their database every single thing, yeah, and exactly everything about said. Me, and he just, yeah, said it was, I don't have the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So it was a small office. Yeah, I don't have the infrastructure to be, no, able to do this for every patient,
no,
every day.
No. Ken Kronhaus told me he's costing an extra $40,000 a year.
I mean,
he had a
fire
layoff. Listen, though, this is what this does. He had to lay off an employee to go to comply with the government mandates. How sick is that? Speaking of that, a construction worker relived the most painful day of his life when his veteran son died at a Wisconsin Veterans Affairs Center yesterday. Testimony on VA care. A widow recounting receiving bags of pills in the mail for her husband who hadn't been home for months. A daughter talking about the final hours of her veteran father as he waited for care that he didn't get. Testifying at an emotional congressional hearing in Wisconsin, this is one state of many that still have an outrageous problem with the VA, and they're not being settled again. Back to care and how it's being metered out, and how dare they. That's basically, especially with those people. All right, let's lighten it up a little. As a matter of fact, you've heard me talking with the great delight about the new movie that I saw over the weekend called The Wrecking Crew. The producer-director of that film is here to tell us a story about not only the music and his father and the others that were in The Wrecking Crew, but how he was able to get the money to put this production together. That's coming up in a moment or two here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings from memorable Easter feasts. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
The next jock, a can introduce this as a moldy oldie goody goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. Sonny and Cher with their first number one song, but it wasn't just Sonny and Cher. It was Sonny, Cher, and the Wrecking Crew. Denny Tedesco is the producer-director of the Wrecking Crew film, which is out now on limited release. He was the son of Tommy Tedesco, who's one of the most talented guitarists that you could imagine. Here's again, and you can, I'll prove to you, Denny, that I watched the movie listening to your father, fascinated with the story of how he basically taught himself. And you wonder about all the people, what kind of encouragement is this for young musicians? Here's your father, who has a you know, not necessarily a background, but an acumen. What do you, was he 10 when he picked up a guitar for the first time?
Oh, that was, well, he started as a kid, you know, to like any other kid, but he didn't really, you know, until he realized in probably in the early 20s that he had a chance, that's when he really went for it.
Yeah.
But he was all pretty much self. His teacher said he was the worst he ever had.
Yeah, I know. I remember him saying that. But he's not just, the idea of doing this was yours to hold the memory of your father, but all those other greats, there were about 24, 25 in the Wrecking Crew that were pretty much the staples, and among them, one woman.
Right.
I'm trying to remember, was it Elizabeth Kay? What was her
name? No, Carol Kay.
Carol Kay.
She
right.
played bass.
Yeah, she did, which was pretty interesting.
Started off as a guitar player, they went into bass later.
Yeah. So what about you and your dad? What was it like growing up with a father who was so involved in this that it was pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wasn't it, for 10, 12, 14 years?
Yeah, I mean, Dad went, but here's the thing is, I'm born in 61. Dad, you know, so in the early, you know, or in the mid-60s, I'm whatever I am, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. But Dad went to work like any other dad. I mean, it's a funny thing is, I had no other idea what other dads did. I mean, I knew the kid across the street, Dad was an accountant. You know, the kid across the street, his dad was a, you know, a carpenter. He had a drill and a hammer and all that other stuff in his car. My dad had a Telecaster, a classical guitar, mandolin, banjo, and an amp in his car. But I didn't know there was a difference.
You know, so when did you first realize that what he did was different or special? Did you ever meet any of the people that he'd like to take you around? You never met you never got involved at all in any of the
gigs. Dad always said to me, even when I asked my mom about, you know, hey, when Dad was working with Peggy Lee or in those early days, did you ever, you know, go to those dates? She says, no. Dad always said a plumber doesn't take his wife to work. So, you know, it was strictly about work. So,
yeah.
It wasn't, you know, when Dad, I think when I was about 10 years old, when kids told me, hey, your dad's name is on the Partridge Family album. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't realize, you know, that was important to me.
Yeah.
But didn't realize he had done all those other jobs with, you know,
Denny,
Sinatra and Beach Boys and stuff.
How did the musicians fare financially? How did all of the Wrecking Crew, being the music behind everything that we heard on the radio and had in our record collection, were they paid fairly?
Very, very well. These guys, basically, you know, as these session players in Los Angeles, they were pretty much union guys. They were double scale. They were in demand. You know, the guys, they, you know, producers didn't mess with them because they were so much wanted by the artists and the others.
Yeah, we only have about a minute left. Tell us the story about how you raised the money to produce this film. I think that's a fascinating part of this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I started in 1996. My dad was diagnosed with terminal cancer, so I quickly jumped into it. And I was thinking, you know, we're going to do it on our own and then get some help. And no one would ever help us because they said, you'll never get this made because of how much the music is. And it wasn't we just kept going. And then finally, we had it in 2010 after we did the festivals and everything else. We realized the only way to do this is to keep going on our own and get help with donations.
Yeah. And so you did a crowdfund.
Crowdfund, yeah. We did donations.
Good for you. Well, you know, Denny, stay with us for a minute. Will you please don't go away? Denny Tedesco is with us, the producer of the Wrecking Crew film, which is in limited release right now. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
When we're ready to sing, we step up the microphones and it comes out something like this.
We came into the studios with Levi's and t-shirts, smoking cigarettes. The older guys were saying they're going to wreck the music business.
Hardcore producing area. Everybody knew what went on there. I mean, everybody knew that there was the best music to play in all the sessions, but we as the general public didn't know.
They played so well, and they played so well together.
I was in awe then because of Phil Spector. I pulled my car over the side of the road and said, what am I listening to here?
The musicians were really the unsung heroes of all those hit records.
Brian Wilson's very
All right, so I don't usually do this, but because of the subject matter and because of my enthusiasm, frankly, and my figuring that anybody who comes from my era or baby boomers and beyond, Richie's a baby boomer, I am, this is a great, it's not a good story, it's a great, great story. I was looking at some of the reviews and I'll let some of these clowns that write reviews. This is sort of almost a home movie produced by Denny Tedesco. It started out as a tribute to his father, who was one of the Wrecking Crew members, Tommy Tedesco, and then it just grew so that when you see this movie, this film, it's a full-length film, you understand how the music was made from the era, let's say, of Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, to the Tijuana Brass, the Carpenters, Righteous Brothers, almost everybody, Simon and Garfunkel, anybody who made a record in Los Angeles, and Los Angeles became the capital in the 60s of making music, almost every single song. Can you imagine the thousands of songs that came out of L.A. that became hits? All had the same backup instrumentalists.
That's a great question, actually. Denny, how many songs did the Wrecking Crew play on?
Oh, God, hundreds. I mean, thousands of songs. But as my father said, we made hundreds of hits, but thousands of bombs.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, they just went to work every day for years. You know, Dad would go to work three, four times a day, different studios, different artists, and they were allowed to do three or four songs in those 3 hours.
But they didn't have sheet. I mean, it's like the stuff was written out for them. They basically improvised to come up with what was needed that the people who wrote the music couldn't figure how to do.
Everybody was different. You know, sometimes you have Brian Wilson who really let them know what he wanted.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then you might have something extremely, like, loose, you know, where it's like they just had a few chord charts and, you know, yeah. And then they come up with the melody and stuff. But, you know, it was, these guys were just amazing. They were in so important because in the early days of rock and roll, it was only one track in the studio. So these guys had to go in and go out in 3 hours and knock it out without making.
And they had it. There was no mixing really. It was all as you said. No stereo.
There was no cutting in.
Yeah, no, they were there when the music, when the person singing the song was in there. They had to be with them and they had to make it all work together.
And you know, if you made a mistake, you did it again, and you start from the top. And if you blew it, you blew it for everybody.
Would it be fair to say that, let's just take an example, Sonny and Cher would not have been anywhere near as big, or would have never been big, without the Wrecking Crew?
Yeah, because what happens is they might have had their own recording band. A great example, I think, in the movie is the Byrds. Now, the Byrds can play. But in the first song that Terry Meltzer did, the producer had Mr. Tambourine Man. He said, guys, I'll let Roger play and sing, but you guys could do backup. And they were very upset. But as Roger said, we did the A side and the B side and got a hit in 3 hours.
Yeah.
He said, when we did Turn, 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 it was 77 takes with the Birds.
Yeah, and the same thing is true. Most people don't realize the Monkees really couldn't play at all, and that the Wrecking Crew was responsible for the. I mean, the Monkees were out front and they were singing, and they tried to make it look like they were playing the music, but they weren't, and they couldn't.
Yeah, it's so funny because the other day I did my last interview just for the DVD. And it was Mike Nesmith, and it was great to talk to him about it.
And so did you put that, is this still a works in progress? Will the film that...
I just have, as my friend said, he says, you need a 12-step program for you. I just keep interviewing people. I just want, you know, things are due like this week, you know, for the DVD, which is going to have 2 DVDs in it. With all the ideas. I got Bill Medley. These are people not in it. Bill Medley, Petula Clark, Richard Carpenter, Barry McGuire, Jackie DeShannon, now Mike Nesmith, Fifth Dimension. I got all these people that didn't get in the film.
All right, so they're not in the film, but they'll be in the DVD. So I'm going to get the DVD, Richie. We'll get the DVD.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Right.
So if you go online to WreckingCrewFilm.com, just go to the Doug Steffen Good Day website, you'll see our video of the day today, which is the trailer to this documentary that will sooner or later be available in theaters everywhere. It's just in Los Angeles and some other select locations.
I know, it's in 100 theaters now.
It is. Okay, well, it should be in 1,000 theaters.
Yeah, and iTunes. You can go to iTunes or
get it at iTunes. Okay. Film can be seen in select theaters around the country on demand from your cable system or from iTunes. The story of the music behind the music, if you will. These people were geniuses and looked like they were having a great time as they did it. The Wrecking Crew, WreckingCrewFilm.com. Denny Tedesco, son of crew member Tommy Tedesco, telling the story. Good to have you here, Denny. Thank you.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact of the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Now it's 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Having a good day. Hope you're having a good day. Last day of the month. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day. Make sure you're listening to the program to see how Richie tries to figure out to screw in my head.
I'm telling you, I got nothing.
I'm sure you have nothing, but that doesn't mean that tomorrow you'll not have nothing.
There's no way I could pull anything over on you.
No, baloney. You said that last year.
It's done.
And it worked. No, last year was great. Remember, we had that whole thing. All right, let's not worry about tomorrow. We have to worry about today and what's going on right now. And he's trying to already convince me that I'm not going to have something done. And the two of them are listening to them hackle and cackle in the background. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and if Jennifer is able to be here, she'll be in on it as well, whatever it may be. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes to talk about the new research being done on apples and what may or may not come out of eating a apple. What's the difference between the Indiana law and the other laws that are explicitly aimed at asserting one's right to a free exercise of his or her religion? Let's think about this for a moment, and you can give us your own two cents with Kenny. If you've got some more comments you want me to have you put on the air, let's do that in a moment. You go to facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, Good Day Show. For comments, email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So what is different about this law that so many people seem to be focused on? First of all, the law in Indiana explicitly allows for any for-profit business to assert its right to the quote-unquote free exercise of religion. The federal law does not contain that language, and neither
is the language that I just, the quote, free exercise of religion, it does not exist in any of the other states except South Carolina. In fact, Louisiana and Pennsylvania exclude for-profit business from the protection of their free exercise of religion statutes. So the new Indiana law contains this language, and I'll quote it for you, quote, a person whose exercise of religion has been substantially burdened or is likely to be substantially burdened by a violation of this chapter may assert the violation or impending violation as a claim or defense in a judicial or administrative proceeding, regardless of whether the state or any other governmental entity is a party to the proceeding. In my mind, that's the Supreme Court. There it is. This thing is going to go to the Supreme Court, and it'll hang on that. Neither the federal law nor the state statutes that exist in 18 or 19 other states says anything like this. Only the Texas law passed in 1999 has similar language. And I believe the Arkansas bill, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Kenny, that is about to be signed has similar language. So that would be three states. So. Is that right? Okay. So what does this all mean? It means that any for-profit business in the state of Indiana can tell you to get lost if you're gay, Jewish, Muslim, anything they don't like, you got blue eyes instead of brown eyes, doesn't make any difference, you're out. So if you want to live in a state like that, that's terrific. It should be up to you. You go where you want to go, live how you want to live,
so
be where you want to be.
I'm confused now, though.
Oh, good. Okay.
So the feds have a Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yep.
But it does not allow you to
use religion.
Use religion.
For your business.
For your business.
The business. This is about business. Not about your private life.
So why do they even have a Religious Freedom Act if you're not allowed to use your...
To protect those from wanting to do, who want to do business with somebody, and they'll say, no, you're not, I'm not going to do business with you. You're Jewish. That's why. That's why they do it. Or you're fat. Or you're stupid, or you're old, or whatever other discriminatory. It could be anything. It could be that we don't serve anybody over 60. Why? Because we don't want to. We don't want your. We want anybody 25, 54. That's it. I could sue the advertising agency because they don't take into account the listenership on my program that's over 54. Right? Yeah. I could.
I'm behind the sentiment here. I really, really am.
Yeah? Sentiment? Which sentiment? There's two.
They're protecting people.
People who are different.
People who are different. People's rights. People's whatever. But I don't want the government doing it.
So who else does it in this circumstance? I don't want the government. We educate people so that they don't do stuff that is
being able to say.
But is the reason for this law?
I have green eyes, and this guy didn't get charged me.
But
more.
Is the reason because people haven't educated themselves, and that's why it had to become a law? I'm asking the question. I'm not giving an answer.
The reality of humanity is we're all prejudiced. We have all kind of prejudice. Yep. Some way, way more.
I don't
than
like people who drive Ferraris. You can't listen to my radio program if you drive a Ferrari. Don't listen to this program.
I mean, you know.
Kenny, what are the comments? Go ahead, Richie. We got your drift. Kenny, what are people saying?
Let's see. John says, hang tough, Indiana. Don't cave to the intolerant left.
Really? This is about the left and the right. That's because he hasn't read what we just read. What else? Next.
Bill says, in life, I accept diversity. I do not accept it in my religious beliefs. Live the way you want. God will judge, not me.
So does that mean he's for or against this?
I think it means it's for. He says, in life, he accepts diversity.
See, I think
not
most people
religious beliefs.
Don't know that the Indiana law is actually different than the federal law. Because you hear people, we had a couple of calls this morning, and they both cited the other states that have had the same law, the federal law, blah, blah, blah. But this has different language in it. Only three states have this language. What else, Kenny, have you got?
Richard says, this law is a license to discriminate, period.
Depending on who's interpreting it. Yep. I'm sort of surprised that these I'm betting that these politicians that got on board on this, especially Bush, maybe, I don't know about Cruz and Marco Rubio, but I'm thinking they didn't really read this. Their advisor said, yeah, this is everywhere else, so you should go along with it.
This is lawyers.
It's lawyers. Yeah, it is. Of course it is. It's all
the
lawyers.
Only people who are really going to make out here are the lawyers.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I don't know.
Here's a quick story, and then we're going to get to Dr. Jack. Speaking of lawyers, I think I said on the air about 6-7 weeks ago I bought a new car. And because I wanted it registered, not in California, because I don't want to have anything registered in California, too expensive to do anything in California, I decided to register back in Massachusetts. So the normal routine would be that somebody has to send the registration material back to Massachusetts and they'd run it through the insurance company and the registry take 3 or 4 days. Okay, what's today? Today is March 31st. So 6 weeks ago, I paid for this car. It's been sitting at the dealer's lot because I can't have it because it isn't registered yet because the dealer screwed it up. And they finally admitted the other day when I said to him, hey, come on, I need the car. I'm heading back east. I want the car. Well, there's this, that, and the other thing. Well, I had to get lawyers involved because the dealership was stupid. And this is the usual dealership. And it's run by a bunch of Russians. Man, and you talk about cutthroats. Woof.
If you find a cowhead in your bed, you know they were serious.
Right. Well, anyway, I just looked in at a memo that came from my lawyer to their lawyer about how to straighten this out. This was nothing but common sense. Give me the paperwork. I'll bring it back. I'll get it taken care of, and I'll bring it back to get the car. You can't do that. We need a third party because we don't trust you. I said, what do you mean you don't trust me? You got the car. I can't have the car.
No,
until you give it to me.
They are the ones responsible to make sure that you paid the taxes to the state.
And that's all it is. That's really all it is, Richie. It's all about the state collecting as much money from you as they can so they can waste
them responsible.
God
taxes awful get paid.
Project. Oh, my God. All right, anyway, that's that story. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a moment. You may have heard already the discussion of an apple a day, not so fast, keeping the doctor away. We'll find out whether that's legit or not in a moment. This is Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states. And home loss number 3030.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has one of the most interesting websites and most interesting approaches to what's going on in the world of medicine. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and sign up for absolutely free podcasts on forbidden health topics. Weeks. Latest episode has been uploaded. What do you have, 14, 15 of them up there now, Jack? How many have you got?
No, I think we just finished the 10th one.
10th one, okay.
The 10th one hasn't been uploaded, but I think there's 9 of them now.
All right. So you can go figure out what it is. There are thousands of people already signed up for this. This
yeah, we've
a great
we have,
take.
Yeah, we have almost 10,000 downloads already in just a few weeks.
Good. All right. So Jack is here because he doesn't take the traditional approach. I believe in giving airtime to everybody, every different point of view. My own slant is probably more toward Jack. And to be fair, pretty much all of, let's see, Chambers is fairly mainstream but thinks about things differently. Shanna Hoff is definitely not mainstream. Jack is probably the most non-mainstream. Hoffman's kind of blended, but not a lot. He's pretty much on the more open side, homeopathic side. So it's left to Ken Kronhaus to defend the traditional AMA approach to many things. So here's, speaking of the AMA, the old adage we all grew up on, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. At least the latest, and I always love it, I didn't find out yet, Jack, who paid for the study, but it's probably not the apple growers of America, because this research suggests that maybe you're not any better off. Hello? What? Go ahead.
They just did a general overall population study of several thousand people.
Right.
And when they started filtering out race, ethnic groups, age, income levels, they found out that of that group of 8,000 or so that consumed an apple a day, that the more money you make, the higher your income strata, the less you are likely to see a doctor if you eat an apple a day. But overall, it didn't seem to make any difference when they put everybody into the same group. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get down to the science of this thing, I wouldn't suggest an apple a day unless it's an organic apple, for one thing. Because apples, strawberries, fruits that we don't peel, like an orange or a banana, will have all of the pesticides and all the chemicals that are out on the outside of that vegetable or that fruit that's still there. Now, the important thing about an apple is that it is loaded with something called calcium malate. And that calcium malate, as soon as it hits the digestive system, is broken down into or converted to calcium bicarbonate, which is the only useful form of calcium in the body. And calcium is so important to human physiology that we even have a gland, the parathyroids, that regulate the amount of calcium in the system. And for one thing, it is your immune system cannot function without adequate amounts of calcium present. You are severely limited in your ability to fight bacterial or viral infections or anything else unless you have a sufficient amount of calcium bicarbonate in the bloodstream and in the tissues. So that's probably the cause, besides the 10,000 different phytonutrients that exist in the skin of an apple.
Mm-hmm.
It's loaded with calcium, and that may be one of the causative factors. So you have to read the whole study like usual to find out that the headline isn't exactly what the study said.
Pardon me, I'm going to continue to have my apple a day, a pear a day, pineapple slices, mandarin, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, kiwi, orange. I'm just going through all the things that are on my counter that I've had so far this morning. Thank you very much. I haven't had any whole grains, though. There's a study out this week that suggests more whole grains may boost your lifespan. What do you see in whole grains? If it's not wheat, or there's supposedly some new kind of wheat that's being developed that won't give you the gluten problem.
Well, a lot of the wheat that has been developed gives you a gluten problem because it's not the wheat that our great-grandparents ate.
No.
And so they're kind of backing off into a different area because people are moving away from wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for more gluten-free. This is money-driven. This is the industry trying to do this to recover some grain stuff. I'd like to find out who it was that said more whole grains are, you know, indicative of living longer.
Really?
We don't really have the digestive system to break down grains. We just don't. Herbivores do. Mm-hmm. Our stomach is a bag of acid, and it's designed to break down protein.
So cows would be able to break it down, and horses. And
yeah, but cows and horses are designed to eat grass.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're not designed to eat grain either.
When you eliminate, you'll see what you've eaten going down the drain, in essence, if you check out what you're eliminating. And that goes for dogs as well. That goes for cats or whatever. But
yeah, what are we genetically designed to eat as opposed to what the industries want us to eat?
Yeah.
It's a cheap difference.
Make money on it. All right,
you
Dr.
Got it.
Jack Stockwell, don't forget the Forbidden Doctor News. Well, there's a site where you can download all these podcasts. ForbiddenDoctor.com. They're absolutely free. 51 after the hour, and good day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Worry about kids playing with guns or watching violent videos. Some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss. Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? Or was I miserable because I listened to pop music?
I've been really trying. Try to hold on to the feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, sugar, come on, oh, come on.
Let's Get It On by Jack Black's band in the movie High Fidelity. Number one movie during this week in 2000. That was your favorite actor there, I believe.
John Cusack in one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
What really matters is what you like, not what you are like. Books, records, films, these things matter. Call me shallow. It's the truth.
What was so genius about this movie and about him in it is it was basically a monologue mix of where he would just look at the camera and talk about what's going on in his life and his relationship and then jump right back into the movie. And if Roberta were here, she would love it because he actually has this dialogue with Bruce Springsteen as they play this love song and talking about his relationship with his girlfriend who's just crashing all over the place.
For those of you who don't know who Roberta is or was, she used to be an important part of this program. You got one more clip here?
Can I have it then?
No, you can't.
Why not? Well, it's sentimental, tacky crap. That's why not. Do we look like the kind of store that tells I just called to say I love you, go to the mall?
What's your problem?
Do you even know your daughter? There's no way she likes that song. Oh, is she in a coma?
All right. So there it is. Let's get it on from the movie High Fidelity. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What do you remember about that movie, Chucker?
I like that movie. I got a question, though. Jack Black, he's a really talented guy and probably was one of the best things at this year's pretty dull Oscars. What's happened to him in the last 5 years? He has almost done nothing in terms of live action. I know he's going to do the voice of the third Kung Fu Panda movie, but he is a guy who did School of Rock, a great, great comedy, and he's very talented. I don't think he's really worked much in movies in the last 4 or 5 years.
Is that his choice, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, it's probably his choice. But
talented, yeah.
Yeah,
all right,
good.
Chuck Curry is here for some movie news in a moment. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have in movie news? A lot of things going on, right? Yes?
A lot of things. Actor, you like this actor. Actor Vincent D'Onofrio, many people know for Law and Order, Criminal Intent. Not only will play the villain in this summer's Jurassic World, he'll play the villain, the Kingpin, in the Netflix Daredevil series, but he's just been cast as another bad guy in the MGM's remake of The Magnificent Seven, which is going to start in Washington.
I can't see him as a cowboy. A cop, yes. He was the cop, the good cop in the movie with the Liam Neeson Run All Night that Ed Harris is in as well. He was the
last 2 years, he's really, really getting a lot of work. Some TV news of interest, The Walking Dead season five final Sunday night was the series' biggest ever ratings for a season final, 15.8 million live viewers. Taking account DVRs, there's probably over 20 million people watched the episode. The Talking Dead, which is a talk show after on AMC, which pretty much cost nothing to produce, 7.5 million. So AMC is making a ton of money off this show. And I must say, I talk about it all the time, it is really an amazing piece of television, and I'd walk a foot in snow to watch this show. The only show I say that about.
Would you walk 8 feet in snow, though, like we had on the farm during the worst
of the winter? That might be a tough one.
Yeah. All right, we got the point.
I'd say, yeah, why not?
Chucker loves it. Chuck Curry, our movie man. Find out more about him. You can go through the list of contributors that are every day profiled at DougStefan.com. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.